Gary Jennings, we're at a sun-kissed Mount Errigal Hotel. Not too often it's this warm at the finishing ramp. Overall, a good weekend for yourself?
Yeah, good, Chris. Yeah, as you say, a bit of a change from the weather we had on Friday when we were out in the far end of Donegal. But yeah, it's been a mixed weekend. I'm glad to get to the finish. No damage, as we say, no serious accidents or casualties. So yeah, it's a big bonus that to come back to a sun-kissed little county, I guess, today. It's good.
Bit of a roller coaster for quite a few of your fellow competitors out there, and some people are gutted who have a case of so near and yet so far.
Yeah, definitely. I feel very disappointed for David and Matt. You know, this is third year in a row now that someone's happened them. But hey, hats off to Callum Devine. That's a brand new car. Hasn't seen much of the Irish stages, like nothing, till he got it. And yeah, he paced himself very well, and when he got in front at the right time and kept his head down.
Well, we had the rain on Friday, a stark contrast to now, and it really was a very testing rally for everybody because of the conditions changing.
Yes, without a doubt. I think testament to anybody who finishes this rally, no matter if it's car 155, it's been three days rally of three different conditions. Friday was so damp, yesterday was so mixable, and today's been so dry, you couldn't write a book on that.
And the stage is very demanding, and I think the total road miles accumulated by all the crews was touching on over 900 just over the weekend. So a lot of time in the car.
Yes, well, I just seen on my trip in my car there, coming in the road, it was 1,250 kilometres. So that's not what we've done last week on a Rick Collins. So if we've done 1,200, I'm sure we've done 3,000 kilometres easy this last week. And it's no, I understand how we're so tired now.
Good to see five Donegal crews, I think, in the top 10.
Yeah, it's great. And I must say it's a great result for Neil McHugh, who runs my car. He's from Frosses outside Donegal town, and he has three cars inside the top nine, and plus his brother has won the R2 category. So much thanks, Neil, from Frosses in Donegal. You know, he works out of a lovely wee garage in Frosses, but he's three cars in the top nine here, and the milkman has run the national as well. So see the effort them boys put in to get us here to make sure our cars are faultless. You know, hats off.
And finally, what's the plans now the rest of the year?
Well, me and Rory were just talking there, coming in the road, him and Han. And we just say our combined age is over 110, so we'll have to see. But hey, look, we enjoyed it. Fair play to Rory, keep me on the road. I did enjoy it. I must say these young guys are going very, very hard. I'm happy with my pace. I went hard where I wanted to go hard, and I wasn't sure. We just backed off, and we're here in one piece. But look, we'll definitely be back, Chris. I'll be back yet, you know. There's a couple more years. I'm enjoying it, and I wouldn't be here only for the people supporting me and all my sponsors. And like, as long as they're happy to do it, I'll be here.